I've been asked to share a moment with you, and we call it a moment for the child in all of us. So, as you will soon get to know me, I'm a very participatory preacher. That means a sermon or leading worship isn't what I do to you or for you. It's what we do together. So, if you're not a participant, you're going to become one, because I'm going to be trying to invite you. And by the way, Tyler, I didn't recognize you with your hair so blonde. Last week, I didn't know who you were, but I saw your baptism and rejoice. Rejoice. Beautiful baptism. I could tell that water was freezing. So.
Yeah, someone said
they had, it was bath water.
They didn't see me sneak up with a bag of ice between them.
But it really adds to the experience, you know, when you're coming out of that cold water.
Yeah, yeah. Remember your baptism. But we are good to see you today. It's also good to look out there and to meet some people I've talked on the phone, like my new friend Earl, and I've talked to Reva. Reva's back there. Anyway, so I'm starting to talk to people and starting to put your faces with your names. I just met, is it Lynette? Lynette. Just met Mrs. Lynette. I mean, Mrs. Conrad. So, but anyway, okay, so I get so distracted when I'm trying to focus. So what I want to talk to you about today is, what do you save? What do you save? Like, some people save change. Some people save old magazines. But what do you save? What do, in your life, what do you save? There's no right or wrong answers. Just be honest. What do you save?
Too much.
Too much? Guilty, okay. What else do you save?
Memory.
What?
Memory.
You save memory. Wonderful, wonderful.
Pictures.
Pictures, yes.
Recipes.
Recipes.
Lambs.
What?
Lambs. Little lambs.
Oh, you save little lambs? Okay, okay.
Lambs.
Okay. Lambs. Butterflies. I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say that. Well, I tell you, I'm a very sentimental saver. I save everything. I got a letter this week from Sandy welcoming to the church. I will have that until the day I die. I'm that sentimental. But what I wanted to share with you, I am married to a husband that is not a saver. He's a minimalist. And where is he? Oh, there he is. He's back there. He's a minimalist. But when we were packing to move here, even though he was going through 41 years of stuff, this is what I found that Frank saves, and it cracks me up. Frank saves these little things. Let me get it off of here. Hold on. I'll show you what it is. He saves these little things. Can you see what that is? Okay, it's a little black. No, don't look at the key. Look at the black thing. A twisty tie. And he saves these little things. These, you know, can you see what that is? You keep the bread fresh. Frank, I found hundreds of these. I mean hundreds. And you know what I did? Thank you, Jesus. And I threw them away. And
Hold on. Frank told me you never threw anything away.
Well, no, I did these. I did these. But anyway, what's funny is we've only been here a week, and already, guess who has started collecting these? Frank James. He's so funny. But, you know, we save things, don't we, because they're special to us, aren't they? We save things because they're special. We save things because, well, you never know when you're going to need a twisty tie, right? We save things. And I thought about how Jesus saves. Jesus, who made every person in his image. Jesus, who died for everyone. Jesus, who is crazy about us. You know, he longs to save us. And he saves us not only for abundant life here and now, but eternal life later. He saves us with a purpose. Do you know your purpose today? Like, this twisty tie has a purpose. You know, I want to know if you know your purpose. And if you don't, I want to help you discover, develop, and deploy it. Because there's nothing more excited than finding your purpose, what God created you for. Let's pray. Lord, we love you today. You are a saving God. And we are so thankful that you do for us that what we could never do for ourselves. Lord, whenever we find ourselves saving twisty ties or butterflies or recipes or whatever. God, would we be reminded that you are a God who saves too. And you save because you love us. And you save because you have a purpose for us. And all God's people said together, amen, amen.